Tasmania Today with John Fabris.
Russian born, as we have been discussing. What led you to Australia all those decades ago?
Well, you see, I was growing up in Moscow and graduated from the Academy of Performing Arts in Moscow, and that was the time of Leonid Brezhnev. It was very kind of grey political era. It was not as bloody as under Stalin, but it certainly was very grey. Now we refer to that period as the period of stagnation, you know, and being part of kind of young bohemian group of Moscow actors and artists, we were idealizing the West. We all wanted, you know, to travel the world, to go to musical concerts, to see Rolling Stones and Beatles and jazz and see Western films. So in 1978, I married a girl who was studying in Moscow, and she was from West Germany at the time, and that brought me to Hamburg. But because I studied English language at school, I always wanted to go to an English-speaking country. And then from Hamburg, we both kind of, as independent migrants, came to Australia. I think it was 81 or 82. And the reason why Melbourne, it was because a good friend of mine from Moscow, a wonderful cinematographer, Yuri Sokol, who shot all early Paul Cox films, such as Man of Flowers, Lonely Hearts, My First Wife. He was already living in Melbourne, and he kind of said, you know, come to Melbourne, it's a wonderful city, and I'll introduce you to some people in the industry, and we'll see what's going to happen. So basically, that's the story.
After all these years, have you got a little soft spot for Russia now and think what might have been if you'd stayed in the homeland, or is it easy to leave behind?
Well, absolutely, of course. But you see, these scenarios are so sort of hypothetical because, you know, who knows? I certainly am very happy that this socialist, communist era came to an end. I mean, Soviet Union does not exist anymore, but Russia still has a very bumpy and long road in terms of establishing itself on the path of democracy and all that. And they have to kind of learn the hard way. So I'm very, very happy that these colossal changes has happened in Russia, you know, that Soviet Union is no more. But for me personally, you know, because there's no clarity, sometimes, you know, you wake up in the morning and you think, oh, if I would have stayed in Moscow, I could have been this or that. Mm. But then again, you never know it for, you know, it could have been a very dark scenario as well for me. And I am extremely lucky and grateful for wonderful Australia because I do work quite a lot, you know, for an actor to be out of work, it's a very sour situation, and I'm not really experiencing that sourness in Australia, so I'm grateful and I'm happy.
Alex Menglet, who is the lead actor of Julius Caesar, coming to Launceston's Princess Theatre tonight and tomorrow night. Securing that UK television work, False Witness, how did come about, and how do you continue to have that sort of international television presence?
To be honest, it was fairly prosaic a situation. I was doing a show in Sydney, which was a play by Tom Stoppard called Rock and Roll, and it's just absolutely, I wish I can tell you something exciting, but it was a very standard situation. You know, my agent calls me in Sydney and she says, you are in Sydney, and go and talk to the director and the producer. They're doing this television series, and as Richard Roxburgh, who is a friend and a wonderful actor, Dougray Scott, an English actor from London, they are in the leads, and they need this support character who is pretty rough, kind of Russian mafia character. And, you know, when I hear Russian mafia, here I go.
Yeah.
And basically, that was, you know, we had a meeting and they liked me and I liked them. And then we in business, you know.
How do you open more doors for television work? Or are you indeed interested in TV work where stage is the first love instead?
Of course, I have to be honest, no disrespect to the powers of film and television. And, of course, all the actors, I guess, are interested in potentially, I don't know, high wages when you do a good role in a film and exposure and all that. But, you know, I embrace interesting opportunities in film and television when they come along. But my heart and my training and the desire to work, of course, is in the theatre.
And you will be in the theatre, Launceston's Princess Theatre, tonight and tomorrow night, starring as Julius Caesar in the Shakespeare masterpiece. Enjoy Tasmania, Alex.
Thank you very much. Come and see the show.
Tasmania Today with John Fabris, 1300 888.